Hello, everyone. Happy New Year and greetings from the Mid-America Reform Seminary Advancement Office. You're tuned in to our second broadcast of Officeology. Thanks for listening. You know, about 6 weeks ago already, we released our first episode, and I have to say that we're pretty excited about how many of you took a moment to listen in. So thanks very much for doing that, you know, producing any sort of podcast or an audio update or whatever it is you want to call this really isn't worthwhile if no one's listening. But anyway, in that episode, you might recall that I presented you with an opportunity to partner with the seminary in training up the next generation of pastors, and I mentioned our intentional affordability as a good reason to do so. Now, that episode is on our website under the Donors tab if you're interested in tuning in once more. So the books are now closed for 2020, and I'm pleased to mention that with your help, we finished pretty much right at budget. That's a tremendous blessing to be able to head into the second half of our fiscal year with the ability to meet our financial obligations that we've incurred so far. This past December, we realized the largest amount ever given at year end since I've been working at the seminary. The best yet. Think about that with me for just a moment. Amidst the global economic recession, businesses are shut down all over the place. We're amidst a tumultuous political landscape and an alarming and significant pandemic. All of these things could not stand in the way of our Lord moving so many generous hearts to supply for our needs. Now, if you're at all familiar with how Mid-America raises funds, the following information may be a bit of old news, so to speak, but if you're a new supporter or thinking about becoming one, it might interest you to know that we source revenue primarily in three ways. U.S. donations, Canadian foundation gifts, and then church support. So for our purposes today, I thought that I'd start by going into a little bit more detail on our Canadian support. So perhaps you're up there in the Great White North and you're thinking, hey, Mike, you know, I really like the seminary. I love what you guys are doing. I care a lot about it, but I might as well keep my support local here in Canada. You know, when I give to a Canadian cause, I get a receipt for tax purposes, and I really appreciate that. Well, we're able to do that for you, too, and there are two ways that you could give to us. The first is you could send us now a gift directly, whether it's check or a credit card. Mid-America's finally been recognized by the Canadian Parliament as a prescribed university outside of Canada, so that does give us the ability to issue you a direct tax receipt. Couple downsides with that way of giving, though, is that we will pay the exchange fees on a Canadian check and we'll pay bank fees on a credit card gift. So another way to consider supporting the work if you're Canadian, and the long-standing way, and in a lot of ways an easier way, is to send your gift through the Mid-America Reformed Seminary Foundation in Winona, Ontario. So the way this works is the foundation collects the monies that are given and each month deposits $44,000 into the general fund of the seminary. Now that's only if those funds are available. So sometimes they're not and we miss a month or two, which has been the case this year. But then the seminary will then issue you a receipt for your gift that you can use when filing your taxes. So we're thankful to report that both U.S. donations and Canadian donations from individuals and businesses has increased so far this year. So U.S. giving against last year is up $70,000, and Canadian giving against its four-year average is up nearly $14,000. So we're super thankful for that. One other area worth mentioning today is giving from the churches. So we are a seminary after all. So we see our partnership with the church as paramount, and we want to be connected and engaged with the church so that we can be sure the pastoral training we provide will be what the church is looking for. And we stay connected and engaged in a couple different ways. You can consider pulpit supply and internships and how important those are to our students, being that we are just as concerned with the practical training of our students as well as their academic experience. We need them to have some experience behind the pulpit before they leave. So I think that it might be appropriate to cover that in a future episode of this broadcast so we can look at what it looks like to have an intern over the summer at your church and spend some time with your congregation. But for now, I'd like to talk about the financial support that Mid-America receives from the churches. Church contributions, whether they're part of a church's budget or a series of special collections, accounts for nearly $600,000 of our annual revenue. That's nearly one-third of our budget. And 2020, of course, was a challenging year for our churches. For many of you, it still is. And so we're not entirely surprised that we saw a decrease this year in church financial support. You know, we trailed 2019 by about $70,000. So if you're a deacon and you're listening today, or a concerned church member who would like to see their church involved, I'd really encourage you to prayerfully consider the need at Mid-America and how your church can help going forward throughout the rest of this year. All right, so on and on we go about finances, and you think every 6 weeks I got to hear about the money situation at the seminary, and not necessarily true. There's a lot more we hope to cover with Officeology in the future. Could be enrollment, internships, etc. But I'm going to leave it here for now. And if you'd like to carry this conversation further, I'd encourage you to reach out to me. You can email me at mdeckinga@midamerica.edu. That's mdeckinga@midamerica.edu. I'd be more than thrilled to hear from you. So thanks for your prayers, your advocacy, and your support. We're halfway through the academic year, and for now, I'd say the glass looks to be half full, and we have all of you to thank for that. So as a reminder, if you have any special topics that you'd like covered in future episodes of Officeology, just reach out and let me know. So until next time, stay tuned.